You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy? You're the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, as you know, each week in this segment, we typically talk with a rescue group. This week we have with us Chris Turek, who is representing Michigan REGAP, which is a greyhound rescue group. And we've talked about greyhounds before, Rick. If you remember, early in the year, we talked about all of the different dog tracks that were closing at the end of 2009 because of the economy, and it created a situation where there were all kinds of dogs that needed to be rescued. And Chris, it sounds like you're the person who's taken on that challenge to some degree. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yes, Michigan REGAP has been working really, really hard for a long time to rescue these babies. They are the most beautiful, gentle, sweet dogs. They come to us in the most horrible conditions. We put them in foster homes, introduce them to home life, and match them up with their forever home so that they can know the joys of a soft bed and a hug once in a while.
Well, and we all need that, even humans. So, Chris, let me ask this question. When most people think of greyhounds, they think of really thin, strong, fast dogs. And my thought would be, boy, if I don't have a lot of space, this dog is going to need to run. So tell me what kind of a house these dogs need in order to be able to be themselves and really respond well to their environment.
Well, I'm sitting in my living room right now, and I have one sleeping soundly across the couch. The other two are sleeping soundly on their beds right next to it. We call greyhounds 45-mile-an-hour couch potatoes.
Okay.
And the reason for that is they do race, but the races are sprints. Greyhounds are sprinters. Mm-hmm. A standard greyhound race is like 30 seconds. So for the rest of the time, they just kind of like to chill. I have a small home on a standard subdivision lot. My dogs love to go and run around in the backyard for about 15, 20 minutes, and then they're quite happy to sleep the rest of the day. I have a number of friends who have greyhounds in homes that do not have fence yards. They do have to be either in a fence yard or on a leash at all times because they can go 45 miles an hour, so if they take off on you, you're not going to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're quite happy going for a walk, you know, three or four times a day. We have adopters who have adopted from in condos, in apartments. They're really they're a very sweet, gentle, quiet dog. They do need some exercise, but they're not like a terrier that has tons and tons of energy and need stimulation all the time. Greyhounds are very, very happy just to kind of hang out at the house and cuddle up next to you and, you know, a couple times a day go out in that backyard and run around for a little bit and then come back in. They're very happy that way.
So I'm imagining quite a variety of ages and such that come to you through this. Are most of your greyhounds going to be rescued specifically from tracks that have closed down or expired, dogs that are no longer needed at the tracks?
The vast majority of our dogs are dogs that are no longer needed at the tracks, whether that's because the track is closed or the dog is no longer a viable racer.
How old does a dog last at the track, if you will?
It depends on the dog. They start them at the track at 18 months.
Okay.
They are given maybe two or three chances to see if they'll perform or not.
Uh-huh.
So you might get a dog as young as 18 months because they took that dog out on the track and it just didn't run.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, my first greyhound was almost five when we got him. He had run in 137 races.
And what kind of life are they leading? You know, what kind of dog does that leave you when you pick up a dog at 5 years? What kind of personality does he have when you get him at that age versus 18 months?
Well, the problem with racing dogs is that they are not socialized. They are kept in cages 22 to 23 hours a day. They're allowed out only to relieve themselves and to race. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. So what we do at Michigan ReGap is we don't adopt a dog directly from the track to a family. We put them in a foster home so that they can become socialized, so that we can take a look at their temperament. Are they good with children? Are they good with other dogs? Are they good with cats? You know, would they be comfortable, you know, being an only dog? Would they, you know, all of those things. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we have found that the Greyhounds are incredibly sweet, incredibly gentle. They are so starved for affection that once they come into a home where they are given a soft bed and real food to eat and somebody who actually pays attention to them and pets them, they are so grateful. We call them Velcro dogs because
they're right there.
They're right there. They Wow. want to be with you. They've never had that before. And you can just see it in their demeanor after they've been in their foster home for a couple of weeks. And they're like, really? This is food and I get to eat it?
Chris, if any of our listeners want to get in touch with you in order to possibly rescue a Greyhound, how would they do that?
Well, there is a website. It is www.rescuedgreyhounds.org. Or you can call our 800 number, which is 1-800-GO-HOUND. If you call the 800 number, someone will call you back, and they'll probably direct you to the website because we have an application form on the website. You'll have an opportunity to talk to people, you know, and find out, is a racing greyhound right for you? Is it right for your family? You know, answer any questions that you may have. We send out a booklet to everyone who applies to make sure that, you know, they have as much information as possible. We're looking to make forever homes for these babies, and so we try really hard to get just the right dog in just the right home. Also, if anybody wants to make a donation, our vet bills are outrageous, as you can imagine, and our adoption fees don't even come close. We've had dogs that have cost us $5,000, $6,000, and $7,000 to get healthy enough to adopt out. They can do that via PayPal on rescuedgreyhounds.org. Or they can call 1-800-GO-HOUND, and we can give them directions on a phone number or an address to send to.
We've been talking this morning with Chris Turek from Michigan ReGap, the Greyhound Rescue here in Michigan. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Chris, and good luck in finding great homes for these animals.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Rick, when you listen to an interview like the one we just did with Chris and these Greyhounds, boy, what an interesting conversation. I mean, when she mentions these warm beds and good food and attention, I know, but boy, there's a lot of people I know who wouldn't mind getting treatment like that. But to hear just how badly these animals are treated, it's horrendous.
You know, this show isn't meant to be an expose on dog tracks. You know, maybe it should be, But if nothing else, I mean, I hope that it at least was enough information that it kind of hit the hearts of a few people out there that are thinking about a dog. This is a time to adopt a dog. This is if it's the right choice, it's the right time. I mean, there's obviously never going to be a bad time to do this, but you know, if you feel it in your heart, this would be a good time to, you know, get off your couch and find a soulmate.
Right. You probably just want to make sure you don't have bunny rabbits in your backyard, because at 45 miles an hour, boy,
that's a fast dog.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. That's a fast dog.
That could be an interesting check. And the segment we did at the beginning with the fundraiser for people who don't have power and water, again, after last weekend, having gone through it myself. It's really a terrible situation to be in, and what a great way to provide a service and raise money, and kudos to you for doing that.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's all in that. But you know what? There's a few people out there in their house and that have pets. Hopefully most of our listeners have pets, and a few of them are probably right at your leg right now, kind of like using those nails and reminding you they're a little longer. It's not just because they're a little longer and they're reminding you. They want to come down for a little $10 benefit opportunity to have their nails trimmed. They're trying to give you a message. So that's what those nails going into your leg mean.
Right. And it doesn't just have to be a dog or a cat. It can be other animals
exactly.
as well that need
exactly.
to have their nails trimmed.
Exactly. So, yeah, call if you have any questions to our store, or call and talk to Lynette or email her, but somehow communicate.
Well, and as always, they can go to our website, where Lynette's website will be linked to ours, which is www.1320wils.com. And while you're there, you can listen to past episodes of our show, or you can listen to the show live streaming on the World Wide Web. So gives a lot of opportunities. And as always, you can email us at mmpets@1320wils.com and give us your feedback. Let us know which topics you like and who you want to hear us talk about. On behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Nick Casey, and on behalf of my partner, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen saying to all of you, we hope you have a great week, and please, 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 for darn sake, take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.